Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This is going to be the last Thursday episode because I did a poll on Instagram and most people said that they wanted once a week for an hour. So instead of doing 2 30-minute episodes every week, I'm going to do once a week for an hour, released every Monday. So this is going to be the last Thursday episode because I didn't want to cheat you guys. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'll make a podcast. I'll make this one the last one. In honor of how we used to do things. And plus, it's also good to release a podcast on Thanksgiving, you know? You can put this in, you can listen to it while you're at the dinner table and your crazy aunt is going about how Alex Jones should be the next president, and you can just stay there, listen to my voice. I'm not sure if people are going home for Thanksgiving or not because of COVID, but if you're in the city or you're spending Thanksgiving alone, just know that I am here with you, me, Alvin Kwai, a Chinese man in the middle of New York City. I am here with you. If you're in Nebraska, I'm there, dude. I'm fucking there, bro. Let's have dinner together. Afterwards, maybe take a bath. Put some Epsom salts in there. Have some shit bubbling, if you know what I'm saying. Let's do it. Let's take a bath. Let's all do that one day. Let's do that next Thanksgiving. I'm going to organize all the listeners of the Unpolished Podcast to get in one big bathtub. And we'll see how many people we can fit in a 12-foot by 12-foot square jacuzzi. Probably a decent amount of people. I mean, you'd have to chop their limbs up and stuff, but you could fit it in. This is a puzzle that Ted Bundy could figure out. Let's ask Ted Bundy about this. How many people could you fit? I wonder how many people you could fit in, like, a trunk, you know? You know serial killers have, like, preferred cars just because they're, like, the trunk is good for fitting bodies. You know it has to be out there, you know, on the dark web or something. You gotta, or even maybe not even, maybe it's not even hidden in the dark web. Maybe you just go on Reddit, you know? The subreddit is called Serial Killer Tips. And it's like, yeah, I think the Camry's trunk is, you get good mileage per gallon, but the trunk isn't quite wide enough. That's why you always have to go with the SUV. That way, if you go on a killing streak for a night, you can fit multiple bodies in the trunk. And then also there's room to fool around with one dead body in there if you want to do that. You know, fucking a dead corpse, if that's your thing. Then I would highly suggest the Escalade. I don't think any serial killers are driving around in the Escalade. That shit is like the most, it's like the flashiest shit ever, you know? Serial killers aren't really flashy people. They're not walking around with gold chains and diamond teeth. That's not really their thing. They're usually wearing paper bags as shirts or like potato sacks as pants. Like, hey guys, I'm in a 7-Eleven. This is where I come every day. Okay, this was good. Good Thanksgiving talk. So yeah, but my point was, if you're alone, you know, you got this podcast to keep you company. I don't know if people are alone, you know, this holiday season. It makes sense, right? If you've been quarantining at home this whole time, like I know some people, like since March, they were at their homes. They just moved back in with their parents, and so they've just been quarantining with their parents. So, you know, Thanksgiving is just going to be a continuation of spending time with their family, which, bro, by now, that's got to be fucking exhausting. I mean, I go home for the holidays and, dude, just being home again is like the most stressful thing ever. Here's basically the rule of thumb going home for the holidays. For the first 3 days, it's really, really nice. Just reconnecting with your parents and reconnecting with your siblings and keeping each other updated and recreating that family dynamic. But after 3 days, you gotta go. Then everyone just starts to get annoyed at each other. Like, God damn it. Don't you have a job to go to? Can you move? Can you get out of the city? It's too much of the same DNA in one place. It's just like, dude, we think too similarly, but we're not exactly the same. So it's like almost good, but it's like we're different at the same time. So it's like, fuck. I know some people can't even stand their families in like a day in, you know, just like one Thanksgiving dinner. you can't stand your families. I feel like that's usually white people. Just like, oh, my conservative grandmother's going on about Trump and how black people steal. Oh, poor me. You know, meanwhile, if you're Latino and you can't get access to good health care, you know, your grandmother's dead. My abuelita. Or is it abuela? I don't know. Yeah, so going home for the holidays, man, that's a normal thing to do. People are in New York City, spending it over New York City. People are doing Friendsgiving. That's another thing people do, Friendsgiving. Get a bunch of friends. Let's not try to feel as lonely. We're all together. I think that's probably the best way to spend Thanksgiving, honestly, is to just spend it with your friends, you know? You guys are all there together. You know, you're in company, but it's not like you're fucking family, so no one's lecturing you on how to live your life, which is nice, unless you have one of those really shitty know-it-all friends that are like, I think you should do it this way. Those dudes suck. But yeah, Friendsgiving is the way to go, you know? And it's nice, too, just because, like, the meal, the expectation of the meal is never that high. You know, when you go home for Thanksgiving, it's like, you know, dinner's prepared by, like, your mom, your grandmother, and, you know, you might help out a little bit. And, you know, your mom and grandmother, they can fucking cook. They can cook up a storm. So, like, the expectations for the meal are extremely high. Whereas, like, you know, get a bunch of friends together. If you're not eating burnt toast, it's like, wow, we created this. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Not too shabby. Friendsgiving. That's the way to go, man. Way to go. Let's explore the roots of Thanksgiving. What was it? Like the Pilgrims had dinner with the Native Americans. It was like a peace offering. It was like, guys, let's stop fighting. Let's stop our fighting and we're going to have this this meal. And then they decided to have turkey, which is a weird choice. Why not like a chicken? Why turkey? It's very, very strange, you know? Because I don't see turkeys around. I feel like even, like, back in the 1600s or whenever the fuck Thanksgiving was. When was the first Thanksgiving? Was it the 1600s? I feel like that was the 1600s, right? Even back then, there were probably more chickens than turkeys around. No? I don't fucking know. Turkeys are so fucking big, too. And if you want to cook a turkey right, like, because it's so fucking big, you have to put it in the oven for, like, it takes, like, hours to cook. Right? You have to marinate it. It takes hours to cook. Then it comes out still dry. Still dry. Doesn't matter what you do. I've never had juicy turkey in my life. Turkey is, like, the healthiest meat I think you could have. You know? Next to, like, some types of fish. And fish is juicy. It's not really juicy, but it's like it's not dry, you know? You can make a juicy fish. Turkey, though, it's impossible. Or it just dries up quickly, you know? You put a turkey in the oven. You know, you cut it comes out. You cut that first slice. That first slice is really juicy. But if you leave it on your plate for, like, 15 seconds, it's just dry. There's no moisture retention at all. It's just a bigger chicken that's drier. And way more healthy. So, I don't know why we fucking eat turkey, man. Why don't we just eat, like, steak? I feel like that'd be more fun. Thanksgiving steak? Thanksgiving filet mignon. How about that? That's a good thing. Thanksgiving filet mignon. I guess it's because turkey's cheap, too, so everyone can celebrate it. Whereas, like, you know, steak is more expensive. You can only celebrate Thanksgiving if you have an income above $80,000 a year. That's what would happen if it was a fucking Thanksgiving steak. Cranberry sauce. I never had cranberry sauce, dude. My family growing up, we'd always have... Well, we would cook like two dishes that were classic Thanksgiving dishes. It would be turkey, and then it would be mashed potatoes with gravy. And then everything else was Chinese food. But we would cook a lot of fucking Chinese food, dude. Like, a lot. So it was a cool fusion. I think a lot of families do that. a lot of immigrant families do that, you know. You don't think immigrant family Thanksgivings are fucking dope, because you have like the main shit, and then you also have a bunch of ethnic food, and that shit is flavorful. I remember I had this friend growing up. He was Iranian, and I'd go over to his house for Thanksgiving. I went over one time, and the fucking food was delicious. There was just a bunch of Iranian food on the table, like the rice, the chicken was juicy, like, God. The flavor, dude. Shit just blows your mind. I don't understand people who don't like to eat, like, ethnic food. You know, there are some people who are really picky. Like, dude, my roommate in college, he wouldn't eat anything, like, ethnic. Like, he would, this would literally be all he ate. It would be, like, peanut butter jelly sandwiches on white bread. Dude, at least do wheat. Fucking, come on. Peanut butter jelly sandwiches on white bread. Bananas. Like ham and cheese sandwiches. And that's pretty much it, dude. And I live with this guy, and he was really, really picky. He was so picky. He never ate Chinese food, never ate Indian food. And here's the thing. I feel like people who don't eat their vegetables are picky eaters. Like, if you don't eat broccoli on a regular basis, you don't eat Thai food either. You ever notice that shit? The pickiest eaters, it's always unhealthy. They're always eating pizza. I got to have pizza. I got to have a ham and cheese croissant sandwich. It's like, dude, put some kale in there. Maybe some spinach. Cauliflower broccoli mix. It's bad, bro. It's bad. So yeah, I don't understand people who don't eat ethnic food. I mean, it's you're literally, dude, food is such a huge part of your experience in life. Like, it's better than drugs. Like, when I eat food, I don't think of it as like, oh, I got to refuel. I think of it as like an experience. That's what food is. It's like, it's an experience, dude. And that's why I don't really do diets. Like, I did keto for a little bit. And I tried to go vegan for like a day. But I don't think diets make sense. It's just like, dude, eat a little bit of everything. You know what's healthy. You know what's not healthy, you know? Avoid processed sugar, right? Avoid, like, white bread. Don't eat too much red meat. But you should try a little bit of everything, right? Having some ice cream once in a while, that's fine. Do it, you know? Cutting out, like, all bread, like keto, dude. Like, cutting out all carbs. It's like, what is the point of life even if I'm doing that? Say keto is the healthiest thing on the planet, which it's not. But say it is. It's still not worth it. It's like, dude, I want to experience pasta. I want to experience noodles. I like the experience of eating that shit. So I'm not gonna fucking, you know, I don't want to fucking limit myself. It's so good. It's too good. It's too good not to. And here's the thing, man. I really pity people who don't eat different types of food and like ethnic foods, because, dude, every time I try a certain type of food, like a certain country's food for the first time in my life, I always remember it, and it always fucking blows my mind. Like, the first time I tried Iranian food, I was like in heaven, dude. The first time I tried, because I grew up with Chinese food, so, you know, the first time I tried like McDonald's, like American fast food, blew my fucking mind. First time I tried Indian food, bro, Ethiopian food, Peruvian chicken, you know, Mexican food, Spanish tapas, dude, all those moments is like, they're so significant. They're so fucking significant. First time trying seafood. Some people don't like seafood. It's like, how do you not enjoy lobster? Have you not ever had a lobster roll? How can you not like that? How can you not like that shit? It tastes so good. It literally melts in your mouth. By the way, it's funny because I actually heard, I think I read this on like a Snapple thing, but I heard back in like the colonial times in America, like servants in the Northeast, they actually complained about eating too much of lobster because they would be eating too much. Imagine that. Back in the 1600s, they were dining like kings, just lobster every day, because they were, I think these were servants in Boston. I mean, they lived like right next to the fucking water. So, and all the colonies, they're right next to the water for obvious reasons. So they would just eat lobster every day, and they were just sick of it. They're like, dude, can we please just not have this lobster? Which, you know, most people would fucking kill to eat that shit today. But yeah, so, you know, ethnic Thanksgiving. If you're white, invite some fucking, dude, you can even invite, like, if you don't want to go so far as to invite, like, Indians over, because you're just not, you know, you gotta, like, shed the whiteness, like, step by step. Invite some Italians over. Could you imagine an Italian Thanksgiving? How fucking delicious that would be. Good Lord. My mouth is watering just thinking about that shit. Ugh. Italians, man, they're fucking crushing it. I don't know how all Italians don't have diabetes, by the way. Like, fucking pasta, pizza, bread every single day, gelato. It's like, how are your feet not falling off? Every Italian should only have one foot. Every single one. But they don't. They don't. Apparently, they're just able to handle their blood sugar well. I don't fucking know, dude. But it's kind of like Asians, too. Like, Asians, dude, we eat, like, our food has a lot of salt. And that's the thing, bro. Asian food is made for Asian people. And Asian people handle salt way better than white people. That's why white people, you guys can't eat Asian food more than 3 times a week, or you're going to have a heart attack by age 25 and then a stroke by age 26 and be dead. Because you can't handle all that salt, man. You know? We like our salt. And Asian people, like, dude, heart disease amongst Asians is just so rare. Like, Japanese people, they'll eat so much salt that they'll die of, like, having salt deposits in their intestines before they get a heart attack. A white person would never reach that point. They would just, their heart would just give out. That's it. But it's the same thing, you know? Like, Asians can't handle sugar well. We can't. So, you know, if we ate Italian food, like, we'd all be dead. Like, that's why I'm impressed by Italians, because Asians are more prone to diabetes, you know? Apparently, white people can just, you know, shovel Edie's ice cream down their throats for 24 hours a day, and they'll be fine. So jealous of that. Very jealous of that. But it's a trade-off, you know? Can't handle salt, can't handle sugar. So Thanksgiving. I don't even know what families do besides cook. I mean, do families, like, play football? I don't know what white families do, you know, watch the, like, Thanksgiving Day parade on the TV. Dude, I won't even fucking attend a parade in real life. That shit is just like, what? I'm looking at people walking. I'm just watching people walk. Dude, just standing on the sidewalk and watching people walk in New York on a random day is going to be more entertaining than 99.9% of parades out there. Just seeing all the crazy people walk by, you know? There are people that just, like, have, like, ninja swords walking around, and they're just, like, swinging it, giving no regard to the people next to them. These swords are sharpened, unlike their minds. Their minds are completely dull. They've gone crazy for the last 15 years. They drink their own urine. And then they swing the samurai sword. That's kind of what their schedule is for 8 to 10 hours a day. And then they go to sleep in a newspaper. Crack addicts, dude. Opiate addicts just walking around with needles in their arms, smoking crack in broad daylight, taking shits on the sidewalk. I mean, listen. If I'm seeing that every fucking day, why am I going to see a parade? Oh my God, a guy is dressed as a turkey. You know what's better than a turkey? Those Mexican girls dressed as Elmo in Times Square. That's what I walk by every day. That's my fucking parade. Fucking some, you know, 60-year-old Eastern European chick with her tits showing. That's my parade. You see the craziest shit in Times Square. I saw a bunch of Mexicans in Iron Man costumes today, and it's like, bro, this is your job, man. Like, you gotta up the quality of the costume a little bit. It's one of those costumes where, like, it was just like, it was basically like pajamas, but it just had the printout of, like, the Iron Man armor. It didn't have any, like, the definition. Like, kids' costumes, at least, like, if you're Superman, it comes with, like, fake muscles, you know? These fucking Mexicans, it was like costumes from, like, the 80s, where there was, like, just no effort put into it. You're basically, like, wearing sheets of office paper taped together, like, printer paper taped together with, like, the fucking, you know, fabric printed on the paper. So yeah, watching the parade. I guess that's what some people do. I don't fucking know. Playing football outside. My family never, we never fucking watched any sports growing up. I got into basketball, but that was just me alone, you know. No one in my family really watches sports. So we didn't do that shit. We usually had like friends over. That's fun. Having like family friends over. That's nice. It's a nice gathering. See, that's the fun thing. That's why it's always got to be friends, dude. Family is just, it's just, you know, you get your family together and it's just like, again, it's too much of one DNA. It's just too much tension, you know, too much unsolicited advice being passed back and forth. I think you should do this. Well, I think you should do this. But it's like, just let each other live, dude. Let each other fucking live. But, you know, in college, it's always the nicest time going back for the holidays because you're doing midterms and shit. So if you're a college student, it's like the best time because, you know, you took your second midterm and you're getting prepared for finals, but you don't have to start studying yet. So Thanksgiving and the holidays, man, it's a trip. It's the fucking best. You get to see your old hometown friends, you know. It's nice. But, yeah, I mean, listen, if you're alone during the holidays, I think what you should do is you should go to your roof and jump off and see what happens. No, don't do that. That would put you on the naughty list. You'd be a naughty little boy if you did that. Just a naughty, naughty little girl. Well, Thanksgiving is here, and I wish everybody the best day that you can have. I hope you eat yourself to oblivion, get that heart rate up, and then prepare to take a massive shit on Friday if you don't take a walk. I mean, I think that's the biggest piece of advice I'd give people is take a walk after your meal. Wait an hour and a half, and then go take a small jog. Not even to, like, sweat and burn off calories, just to get your digestive system moving, you know? You don't want to be home for Thanksgiving and then be bragging about, yeah, I got a promotion at work, and then shit yourself in the bed. It's like, well that's no good. You know what the special thing is, too, about, like, going home back to your back to your family for the holidays? Is your family is never going to see you like the rest of the world sees you. Your family is always going to see you as how you were when you were 5 years old. And that perception is never going to change. And that's a beautiful thing if you think about it, you know? Doesn't matter if you're hot shit. Doesn't matter what the hell you're doing. They're always going to remember you as the 5-year-old who used to piss their pants in the bed. And that is a blessing and a curse, because it's a blessing because you can be totally real, 100% real with your family. But it's a curse in that it's like, dude, you could be fucking Jeff Bezos, right? But you still can't say shit at the dinner table. It's like, oh, really, Jeff Bezos? That's what you think? Well, listen, you shit yourself when you were 5 years old at the park and then a second time at the zoo. So I don't know. So it doesn't matter who you are, man. Your family keeps you in check because they always see you as the same person, you know. I mean, really, that's a big thing. That rings true with like your friends too. Like, I don't know if anyone listening to this podcast has had friends who they've known for like years and years and years, like since like elementary school or even before that. But you know that people don't really change that much. Like, their core personality, they might become better people and they might make progress and, you know, they might develop as people. But in terms of their, like, personality, doesn't really change, dude. People are kind of the same people from when they're born. It's crazy, you know? Like, I'll see my friends grow. And I can think of a couple examples because, like, I have a lot of friends who I've known since I was a kid. And I'll see them achieve great things, and I'll see them make progress in, like, their relationships and their friendships and their careers. And they're doing all these great things, but, you know, when I'm talking to them, they're still the same fucking idiot. they're still the same fucking idiot that I talked to back in like the third grade. It's like, yeah, you're the same guy, you know? You're the same fucking guy. Yeah, people don't really change. People can't change, dude. You're stuck as who you are. And that's a good thing. Being stuck as you are. I mean, that you shouldn't try to fight who you are. Because the more you try to fight it, it's useless. It's always going to be temporary. You try to change your core personality, you're always going to be the person that you've always been. And that's great because if you think about it, you can only be who you are once. Like, it's this lifetime, dude. I don't know what happens after you die, but in this life, you only, I mean, you know, you can, you're only you. It's you and your core personality, and you can only live this, the person you are one time. So you might as well fucking embrace it. Because what if, you know, what if reincarnation exists and you turn to another person in the next life? Well, then, I don't know. You don't get to be the person you were. So just you got to embrace who you are, dude. Right? Because it just makes sense. It's kind of like if you go to Italy. It's like you're not going to try to taste like the Japanese cuisine. No, you're going to experience Italy. So you're you. Experience you. God, I'm such a self-help guy now. Just be yourselves. But yeah, man. Let's look forward to fucking the future, dude. 2020 is almost over. This has been a shit show of a year. I know a lot of us have been really frustrated. I mean, I have, right? Stand-up comedy stopped. It's like, well, fucking wasting my 20s here. What the fuck? What the fuck is going on? But I think it's better because, you know, this time gives you the time to reflect. Things are slowing down. Pick up a hobby. And things always balance itself out. Like, the fact that 2020 is so shitty, a better year is going to come in the future. Might not be 2021. Might not be 2022. But the universe kind of corrects itself in that way. It's like karma. So there's going to be better years down the line. So, and that's kind of how you should look at all like bad things that happen. You know, like everything kind of corrects itself. So every time something bad happens to you, or anytime something shitty happens, is like, well, you know that something good is coming. It has to, right? Or it might not, or it might just all go to shit. The world could end in like 5 years. Wouldn't that be crazy? It's like global warming. We all just like, our predictions were totally off. It's like, actually, it's just melting really, really fast. And we're all going to be in the Indian Ocean by year 2025. Better learn how to swim. Time to build a fucking ark. I mean, if shit really did go to hell by 2025, I don't think it would be that big of a deal, just because that's 5 years to spend all our money and effort into like surviving on water. Like, we'd build rafts and stuff, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong, it would be a fucking train wreck, but like, I don't think it would be as bad as we think. I think immediately they would just ban cars and shit, and we'd actually come together and reverse global warming or some shit. I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. Well, guys, listen, you guys have a happy fucking Thanksgiving. I will see you guys on Monday. I didn't intend for this podcast to be this long. I actually wanted to just talk for like 15 minutes, but it just went off the rails. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And just remember that episodes will be an hour long at least every Monday now. Rip to the Thursday episode and lick my ass.